Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
That is technically true. This is coming to you via BFM, but it's actually coming from someone's lounge. Whereabouts are you guys situated? I've got MC Crafty on the line. What's up, dog?
Jervoice Road. Not much, bro. Just chilling here with Lav and Mateo. We are locked down. Seriously going mental, but it's all right.
Thanks so much for sort of taking the bait on this. We just chucked the hook out all over Auckland and you guys stepped up, so we appreciate it.
Any opportunity, you know, when you're grinding out there, just any publicity is good publicity.
How many are in your flat? How many people are you locked down with?
We got seven.
Okay.
Seven of us.
It's a good size flat. It's
It's mean. It's not boring. There's always, always someone to go. Always someone for to go for a walk and make something.
Bored people are boring people.
It's hard with like washing. Like
I've only got one washing machine.
One washing machine and.
Do you have a dryer?
Two clothes horses.
Fuck dryers, man.
Two clothes horses, no dryer.
Dryers are evil.
No dryer, no.
No dryer. We've just been. We got a little patio out the side. We just when it's not raining, we put them on the deck, and when it's raining, we just exist with clothes horses everywhere in the lounge.
Sounds like a cute situation. Now I want to know how many rooms there are. Seven people.
Six. There's six rooms, two couples, and one studio.
Solid.
So,
are we?
Math.
Are we in the studio right now?
We're in one of the rooms.
Oh, yeah.
The internet's crap down there.
Yeah, the internet's not very good down there.
Well, we were trying to do like a live to air situation, but it has proved difficult just throughout this whole situation. I blame COVID.
We had a good run the first time we did lockdown in 2020, but 2021 and clean feed and doing a live session is not sort of turning out as it usually would for us. But so we've
been getting success by just getting the artists to do a quick little pre-record, which you guys did probably 15 minutes ago. Really impressive turnaround on this, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Do you want to give us a bit of background on MC Crafty?
I'm usually a DMB MC, but I've put myself on, I guess, some tracks that I found on the internet. I'm from Gisborne on the East Coast, and I'm up here working for the... I work for Department of Arts, so I've moved up to Auckland to... run the business and build that, and just met Lav and Mateo up here in Auckland, and it's actually been a really nice little mix meeting these boys.
No doubt.
Very creative, and I don't know.
On a side note, are you looking forward to seeing Matrix and Future Bound down in Gizzy in a couple of weeks' time?
I'll be there for the Longline Classic for sure.
Oh, man. Holy shit, I didn't realize they were playing. I was like, oh, wow, that's a bit of a surprise.
They're doing it at the old BW campgrounds venue, the after party for the Longline Classic.
Yeah,
I think it should be a bit of a send day.
Are they in the country at the moment, or are they somehow getting
in? What a
local. I don't know.
I was like, whoa, holy moly. That's crazy. Yeah.
I think they've locked down, I'm pretty sure.
Locked down an MIQ. Yeah, just nab some MIQ spots.
Yeah.
Thank the Lords.
A few DJs managing to... get into MIQ and make it over, which is quite nice.
It's just easy to travel one person, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, well, shall we get into these tracks? They're not named. Well, they're named Jules 1 and Jules 2.
There's no time for that shit.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah,
it's a fast one.
Yeah, I think the first one I'd say which track it is, and the next one I'll make sure I.
All right. Well, we'll come in right after this one. So.
Yeah, Flamingosis, feelings of sentimentality after getting curved is the name of this track, if you like it. Nate. Diariado, high like Diablo. I chilly feely catch your feelings through my eyeballs. Diariado, high like Diablo. I chilly feely catch your feelings through my eyeballs. Tight joke, I make you walk the tight rope. I know, I don't need no shy blow. But I'm your type ho, yeah that ain't a typo. Body like an hourglass, skipping on the lipo. Something that I might know. You a perfect 10, according to the Geico. Tina Turner, tell me when you're rocking on my iPhone. Don't let the guys know I'm falling for your light though. Diariado, I like Diablo. I chilly feely catch your feelings through my eyeball. Diariado, I like Diablo. I chilly feely catch your feelings through my eyeball. It's all aboard the Midnight Express. Clean clothes, clean socks, clean breath. Yes, it's been a minute since I've seen that dress. It's been a second since I held my breath. Damn, I feel blessed and glad you said yes. And I don't need the stress, cause this ain't no test. We both dressing up and our bona fide best. And we both know we're running on a night like this. Dear.
MC Crafty right there. It's actually fun as hell.
Yeah, yeah. It's just it's a little rap just about just being comfortable in your relationship, being stoked. That
you, can't buy.
You know, like, I don't have to go around chasing. I'm just like, oh, man, got the misses. That's it. Alice also. Sorry, I know. Mm. Not just the misses. Alice. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, it was just, I don't know, something I pulled off my notes.
There's fair nothing enough. Wrong with being comfortable as well. I feel like
that's the most important thing.
People, I feel like a lot of people get complacent about, you know, when they're in their relationship.
Put track pants on the relationship, eh? Don't.
Yeah, but I think it's quite the opposite. I think if you can
relationship,
you can wear your track pants all the time around, you know, and fart and stuff.
Farting is really that's quite important. It's important. You know? Yeah, you should be really able to do important. That.
It's a fucking milestone when you can start popping off.
This is Uncle Jimmy's
first night. Just got to test it. First night.
Yeah, you got to.
This segment is the Uncle Jimmy relationships advice.
Yes.
Now, Big Hungry was actually saying to me that he had caught you guys emceeing to some drum and bass.
I'm sure I watched some videos. It was online? Definitely James' Instagram.
Yeah.
You guys are always sliding up. There's always some mad disco lights and shit. I'm like, fuck, I'll hit these guys up. It looks like a good time.
We formed Rad Ass Raver Radio every Friday night of lockdown. And we have a quiz. There's a quiz that's been on pretty, regularly. Our friend Patty's been putting on a quiz. So we win the quiz. We are the champions, two-time champions of the quiz, and then at the end of it, we're rather excited and quite lit, so we go live.
We go live to five people.
Go live to five people, and you know that's
real.
Where it all starts.
It's awesome quality as well, because it's, you know, through your iPhone,
through the speakers,
recorded through the iPhone, yeah. Listening to it on an iPhone. Yeah, it's horrible, but
ready to go.
That is what it is.
Right on. Hey, speaking of is what it is, what's the next track?
The next track is
Jules 2.
Jules 2.
Yep.
I think it's Impia Best Believe. I found it on this series on YouTube called Mushroom Jazz.
Oh yeah, yep, I'm familiar. Seven. Yep.
So there's like
good rabbit hole, that one.
Usually it's a mean rabbit hole. There's usually 10 tracks per Mushroom Jazz. This is off Mushroom Jazz 7.
Okay.
I think. And I just wrote a song. It's kind of a love poem, but not to a woman, to something else. So you can hear it and see what you think.
Okay.
Let's go.
Shit. Oh, I don't know. I think you can swear on BFM a little bit. As long as you bring the vibes. Happy lockdown. This is Gervoice Road, Rad Ass Raver Radio. Brought to you live by Lav, Mateo and Crafty. Like this. Start my day with a dart and a cuppa. Earl Grey, that's my kind of upper. Mama toast with a layer of butter. Beep beep, she's on, that's a text from the brother. Do some bloody work, I hear my mother mutter. Boards in the boot, out the door in a flutter. She's in between and she's undercover. I got this chick and she shakes like no other. Anticipating and thinking in ways. Been trying to predict my next move for days. I've been trying but of course it's all in vain. I guess I'll just wait until I see her face. Pedal to the metal, racing to our spot. I feel the breeze settle in the day, cooking hot. Pull up like a bus into the parking lot. And it doesn't take long until our eyes have locked. Damn, she looks so sexy in the sunshine. I'd die happy if I got her right at one time. Smooth lips and shampoo kisses. I'll never leave her, not for any misses. She makes a move, get excited and lose it. Splish splash, cause she got her own kind of music. Always waiting patient on the edge of the sand. And there's plenty room for every member of the band. She's hard to read and ain't so social. Prepare to hear vocals if you ain't a local. And even if you know her, she's still a mystic. She'll kick your lazy ass if you haven't paid a visit. Feeling insane way, entering a drain ways. Better bring your A game when there's A frames. Intoxicated by the salty potion. I'm not afraid to say, I love the ocean. Hey, shout out to my one true love, the ocean. Let's go. It's us.
What a fucking good time. MC Crafty, well done. Thanks so much.
No stress. Thanks for having us. This was a light at the end of the tunnel of 4 weeks, and it was fun.
We feel the same way.
Yeah.
Red Ass Raver Radio.
Yeah.
Volume 4.
Red Ass Raver Radio. Check. Ain't about midnight tonight. You'll probably see it on Lav's Instagram.
Hey, any what's on the sort of agenda or calendar for MC Crafty? Are you planning on getting out and taking the shit public? Or?
Yeah, I've got a couple gigs coming up. It hasn't been announced. Got one that's not announced for Halloween up here.
Good
on
time.
On the 29th. And then this next one is Longline Classic. I'm playing with Widders. And also on the 30th, I'm playing down in Hamilton for... it's a really mean event. I can't remember off the top of my head on the spot. I can't remember it, but Tiki Tane's there as well, and I'm going down with Widders as well. What is it called? Hold up, let me check my Instagram real quick.
Tiki's Hamilton Bash.
Yeah, but yeah, it should be good. it's actually, I've always wanted to play this gig. Summer Vines. Yeah, I've always wanted to play that gig. I can't believe I forgot it on the spot.
But I think you fucking nailed it, man, because you've got some different summer vibes there. Agreed.
Yeah, and Kido Kalo are down there as well.
Oh, yeah, nice. Good times.
Nice one.
They played at the Working Mate, and they're awesome. They're making some cool music.
Brilliant. Well, MC Crafty and Farno, thanks so much for jumping on and giving us these tracks. Absolutely fantastic, man.
Thank you very much. Have a nice time.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you in public when we can. Take it easy out there.
Yeah, bro. Catch up.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.